Do you think law enforcement has been handling the response to these kind of scary situations appropriately?
Well, I think by and large the answer is yes. It's a real dilemma, Brian, because the average mass shooting takes about 12 minutes. The average response time is about 18 minutes, typically. And so if you don't get enough people there to deal with it on the front end, you know, you've really got trouble on your hands. Now, having said that, I do think it's prudent to figure out if, in fact, it's real before you really call out significant numbers of people and equipment, before all that gets launched. So that's, you know, it's a real dilemma for law enforcement.
And as far as the people's response go, I guess this is basically what terrorism is designed for, is to strike the hearts of, you know, fear in the hearts of Americans at all costs. You hear a noise and you just instantly assume the worst.
Well, that's totally correct. And particularly if it's not close to you and you see people running, what are you going to do? Just stand there? You're probably going to get out of potential harm's way. So that I'm not sure we can do a lot about, other than, you know, try to educate people. Look, if you actually see something, report what you see, not what you just think it might be.
Yeah, and as far as, the law enforcement response, I mean, I would, when you're talking about getting to a place very, very quickly, you know, that's not going to happen immediately, as you mentioned. What, 18 minutes is the response time, so there's no real way to improve that. Is there a way to maybe improve the psyche of the American people? And I guess that's what you're mentioning, is there's really not a way to do that, is there?
No, it's very difficult to do. I will tell you that the departments now are trying to deal with first responder folks that really have weaponry to deal with maybe a shooter long before 18 minutes. Like, some departments actually are using part of their motorcycle group or unit to 'cause they can get there quicker, or they might be patrolling close by. So there is that option that some departments are looking at.
But when those departments are responding, as you're talking about, Brad, their main goal is to try to defuse the situation, not necessarily calm the, you know, some of the people in that surrounding area, right?
Well, that's true. I mean, it's hard. It's almost impossible initially to do both, because the last thing you want to do is hold back in a situation where there's actually people being injured or killed inside a facility. So it's a tough call.